This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 Gospel Minutes that today we will use in studying about qualities of the love of God. I've been pointing out some of the marvelous things about the love of God. You know, there are many things that you and I need to know. There are many things that we need to bring into our lives, but I doubt there's anything we need to know more than qualities of the love of God. Already in this series, I've pointed out, in connection with various passages from the Bible, that the love of God is universal. He loves everybody. The love of God is tenacious. He won't give up. The love of God is protective. He will keep us from harm. The love of God is providing. He will bring us what we need. And the love of God is understanding. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our frame. He knows we're dust. He knows that we need His help. And now I turn our attention to this quality of God's love, that it is non-forgetful. God will not forget you. You know, there's a marvelous passage in the Bible that tells us about the comparison of the love of God with the love of a human mother for her own child. We've studied in previous lessons about the fact that God compares His love to the love of a human father. When in Matthew 7:7-11, He points out that even though human fathers are weak and evil, they will nevertheless give blessings, good things, to their children when they ask. And so He pleads with us to recognize that God, being perfect, is surely not going to turn a deaf ear to our prayers when our prayers are in harmony with His Word. And just as He compares His love with the love of a human father, so He compares His love with the love of a human mother. In Isaiah 49:13-15, the Bible raises this question for God: can a mother forget her sucking child? Just ask yourself the question: how often does a mother, a woman who brings a child into this world, hold that child to her breast to give it sustenance? Can she forget it? Just throw it out, as it were, in the garbage. Now, we know that happens once in a while. We often read in the newspaper that it happens. But notice this question, or the answer to that question: yea, they may forget. Remember now, he'd asked the question, can a mother forget her sucking child? And then he answers, yea, they may forget. But now notice the contrast: but I, that is God, shall never forget thee. Thou art written and engraven on the palms of my hand. Thou art ever before me. You see, he uses something that's almost impossible to happen to call our attention to something that's absolutely impossible to happen. It just hardly ever happens that a mother will forget the child that she brings in the world. You know, if a young man grows up, becomes a criminal, is sent to prison, even to the point of execution, if everybody else forsakes him, if there's anybody there when he comes out of prison or there to visit him when the opportunity is there, it will be his mother. And so God says your mother can hardly forget you, but sometimes they do. But you can know this, that even though mothers have great love for their sons and daughters, my love for you is even greater. Think about the love of your mother for you. How great was it? If you're a mother, think about the love that you have for your children. How great is it? And yet the love of God for every one of us, every human being, even those who in a drunken stupor fall in the gutter, even those who are murderers of their fellow man, God loves them and wants them to repent and to be saved by the blood of Christ. Yea, they may forget, says God, but I shall never forget thee. Thou art written and engraven on the palms of my hand. It's just as if God had written your name in the palm of His hand, and He holds them out before them so that your name is ever before God. Isn't that a marvelous thing with which to close our study today? I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.